This podcast focuses on the client's language and how to use that to guide them to talk themselves into new behaviors. We'll look at the role of change talk and what it is. Then we'll practice searching for change talk, and then we'll look at how to support positive change by how we respond to change talk. You all may be familiar with the stages of change. We humans, when we make changes, naturally progress from pre-contemplation, which is basically denial of there even being any kind of need for change, through contemplating the change and then preparing for it, and then action, actually moving forward and doing something, and then maintenance, where the change is consolidated and it becomes part of life. Motivational interviewing has built on these concepts. One of the central ideas in motivational interviewing is that clients talk about change before and while doing it. The change talk we hear lets us know what stage the person is in. But more importantly, we can work with this change talk to help the client move forward. Let's look at the types of change talk. Researchers have found these 7 types. You have a handout with examples of each. It will be useful to keep that in front of you as we discuss them. You can practice listening for these statements in your sessions. They occur when clients express their desire, ability, reasons, and need to change. When they're ready, they will also share their commitment, their readiness or willingness, and also things that they've already done. Those first 4, DARN, D-A-R-N, is the change language you'll hear in the contemplation and preparation stages of change, and it's especially important to notice and work with them. It is in this stage that you have a particular opportunity to guide your clients forward. Let's look at them all a little more closely, because some of them are very subtle. Desire could sound like, "I wish my son wasn't so picky." Ability may be something small, like, "Well, I could go to that farmer's market they have in the neighborhood." Reasons are long-term outcomes that are meaningful to that person. For example, "I want my daughter to do well in school someday." Expressed need would be, "Oh, I know I should breastfeed," or, "I need to cook vegetables more." Commitment could sound like, "I'm going to try your idea of having my kids help fix part of dinner." Here's an activation statement. "I'm willing to talk to my neighbor about breastfeeding because she seemed to like it." Search for taking steps, such as, "Well, we did tell the kids they can only have one snack between meals, and that seems to be working pretty well." Or, "I know what you're going to tell me. We already keep desserts out of our house. Anyway, we started that a month ago." It can take practice to notice change talk. We're going to get some practice here at picking them out, and then we'll talk more about what to do when we notice it. So keep that handout with you as I play a client, Eva, a WIC mom whose 2.5-year-old son is above the 95th percentile. Notice how many kinds you can hear. There are at least 1 of each in there. "I can't make him stay away from the soda. It's just too hard. I've tried before and he whines if I don't give it to him. I know I shouldn't give it to him, but I hate it when he whines. I go to my church group for young families on Fridays. It's noisy, but I love hanging out with other mothers. We each bring a dish to share and the church provides us sodas. Oh, a few months ago we talked about trying to make the meal healthier, so now the person who brings dessert just brings fruit. And that's working okay. No way will I stop going to the group. It's so much fun. When I take Sam to the park, I get so tired. He wants to be picked up all the time, and he's so heavy. I wish he didn't weigh so much. It's such a drag to keep an eye on everything he eats. I can't remember to do it all the time. I mean, I guess it's easy enough at dinner during the week when I have a routine. But the weekends are so chaotic. We're always so busy, and he's always asking me for something to eat. I guess I'm willing to watch out for snack times and try to have only 1 between meals. You've got to be kidding. I'm not going to keep soda and Kool-Aid completely out of the house. I mean, I'll start adding more water to the Kool-Aid, but don't make me get rid of it completely. My mother-in-law gives me such a hard time about how I feed him, but I hate saying no to him. She's really nice, by the way. I'm so lucky to have a wonderful mother-in-law. I do want to make her happy with me, but it's so hard to be firm with him. Now go back and listen again to see if you can pick them all out. Notice there was some change talk mixed in with a lot of sustained talk. Some of the change talk was pretty subtle. As we discuss how to respond to change talk, I'll now show them to you. Okay, so what do you do with change talk besides notice it? You use ears. Elaborate, affirm, reflect, and summarize. Asking for elaboration means short, open-ended questions that encourage more of the same. For example, when Eva said, "I know I shouldn't give it to him," you could simply respond, "Tell me more about that." When you hear vague ideas of change, such as when Eva talked about adding more water to the Kool-Aid, you could ask for specific elaboration. This could sound like, "What would that look like?" We talked about affirming in an earlier unit. If you catch the change Eva has already made about making the dessert at the church group fruit, you could stop and affirm by saying, "So you're already making some healthy changes," or, "You're in a group that takes health seriously." You could affirm her activation statement, "I'm willing to watch out for snack times and try to have only one between meals." You might say, "You're game to try out new things." It may not feel necessary to you to affirm or reflect the actions a WIC parent has already taken. Do include it. You can't assume the change has been assimilated into their lives. You may feel like you want to make a big deal in order to highlight change talk. You don't have to jump up and down. Simply reflecting it can allow the person to hear what they said. A few examples with Eva. She complained about her son weighing so much and wanting to be picked up. You could simply say, "You wish he didn't weigh so much." Or when she talked about not being able to keep an eye on everything he eats, she did say, "I guess it's easy enough at dinner." This is an ability statement. You could reflect it back a bit stronger as a clear ability statement. "So you're able to keep an eye on what he eats at dinner." Or you could go out on a limb and reflect it as a commitment statement. "So you're going to keep an eye on what he eats at dinner." She will correct you if you went too far out on that limb. The final change talk that Eva said was that she wants her mother-in-law to be happy with her. This one is not directly connected to the target behavior, and yet will likely affect it. You could either affirm, "You're so pleased to have a good mother-in-law," or you could reflect, "Your relationship with your mother-in-law is important to you." So now you've noticed, affirmed, and reflected back change talk and asked for some more. Is that it? No. You may have a picture of the scope and range of a person's change talk. Do they? Wind up the session or that portion of a session by offering a little summary. This reinforces the client's confidence to change. We explored summaries in a previous unit. I will say an example of one for Eva in a moment. First, I invite you to practice forming a summary yourself. Listen again to Eva and take notes. Then sit down and write out exactly what you would say to her. You could refer back to the suggested format for a summary in the handouts for that unit. So here's my example. "So Eva, I hear that you're concerned about your son's weight. It would be easier on you if he wasn't quite so heavy. You're aware that soda and Kool-Aid tend to put on weight, and you've decided to add twice as much water to the Kool-Aid when you make it. Your mother-in-law shows you how to be firm with Sam, and you do want her to think of you as a good mother. You've already participated in a healthy decision in your church group, and now you've decided to pay more attention to what he eats and drinks at weekday dinners. Did I get it all?" You can see how this allows the client to see all of their own change talk together in one place. Stephen Covey has said, "Motivation is a fire from within. If someone else tries to light that fire under you, chances are it will burn very briefly." Working with change talk is supporting someone else's fire. How can you gain skill working with change talk? Whenever you have a chance to listen to someone else's WIC contact, you could have the change talk handout with you and simply listen for and tally the types you hear. Doing this many times will tune your ear to more easily pick it up. You could also practice while you're watching TV or even listening in on conversations you hear anywhere in the world. If you have any recordings of sessions, you could use them to listen just with an ear for change talk. And you could then stop it and form a reflection or maybe some questions to elicit more or more types. Then practice forming a summary. Picking up change talk takes practice. Reflecting it back takes practice. Summarizing it takes even more. Keep at it.